originally from Madison and has worked in Canada as a tenured professor of environmental studies. He now serves as an interdependent, I wish we had time to talk about that, Greg, but interdependent scientist and activist. And he's a member of, what's the name of the group again, Mark?
Cross-Border Organizing Working Group.
Okay. Thank you so much, Greg, for joining us. Thanks again to everybody who helped us today. Thank you, Mark, for joining. And thank you, of course, all of you who pledged and donated. We did well, but I hope I get to disturb the funny boys because we have another pledge or two that we didn't get yet. Stay tuned for the funny boys.
Hey.
Thanks, Mark. Keep handing us the Bible
while you're walking off with all the gold. You're listening to WORT Madison.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you.
When I hold you. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mel and Floyd Summer Replacement Show. I'm Mel. With us, as always, the man who knows everything, Mr. Smarty Pants.
It is indeed I, mm-hmm. here in my my guise as a money vacuumer. I'm going to vacuum the money right out of your pockets. You know, I found out something.
We're going to drain the swamp today.
Really, exactly. And put it here at WRT where it belongs. I found out really something interesting today, Mel. And you
yes.
probably knew this already, but it was a revelation
no.
to me. Do you know that you don't necessarily have to pledge money like cash currency or anything here? You can actually
livestock.
Yeah, your livestock. Well, just about. So you can actually donate stock, not livestock, but you could donate stock to WRT.
Sure.
And we could donate
like
a car.
Like my Woolworth stock. It's only going to go up in value.
Exactly. Amalgamated buggy whips. You can make WRT a beneficiary to a percentage of your retirement fund. Did you know that?
No.
That's just amazing to me.
I know you can put
you
it in your will.
You can even donate land or proceeds from a house that you inherit to this. I couldn't believe this.
You can
pledge a percentage of life insurance.
You can put us in your will or your trust if
yeah,
you want.
Exactly.
When you croak, we could come and pick the carcass.
That's saying it delicately. Pick the carcass clean.
Yeah. Anything in the pockets there we could have?
Yeah. We're here from WRT. Those boots look nice.
when I worked at the Humane Society a long time ago, we got a farm one day.
Did you?
Yeah, we were opening the mail, and the director looked at it and goes, oh, someone just left us a farm.
Yeah, well, actually, that's funny you should say that. I should have known this, that my aunt's friend, who lives in rural Delaware County, Ohio, he's actually going to donate his farm to the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's big in the Humane Society. So
yeah
people,
well,
people do
what,
these things.
That's what we got. We didn't know what to do with it. I suggested, big party place, but they decided to sell it.
I was going to donate my stuff to the Inhumane Society, but they just took over the government here. They're coming up very soon, so I figured they don't need my stuff anymore.
Oh, and here's Esty.
Here's Esty wending her way in. Hey, Esty.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good. How are you
doing?
We're
good. We're funny. You inspired me, Esty. I drew a little clown on there because see at the top? We're the funny boys. There you go.
Yeah, the funny boys.
The sad clowns.
The sad clowns. That's right. So who pledged to your show, Esty?
So we got the last minute.
Are you sick, too? Do you have a cold or something?
No, I'm actually done with... We've been sick. But
Pants and I are both just getting over.
Yeah, we're getting over.
Yeah, I was really sick for a while. For a week, I was coughing so bad that my ribs felt like they were going to explode.
It's funny we all got sick at the same time. Maybe it was that weekend in Tijuana that we all took together.
Don't tell people about that.
I just dimly remember it myself. So.
When we took all this money from the pledge, right? Exactly. Yeah, that must be it.
That's it.
Well,
time to go to Tijuana again, folks. 256-2001.
You guys are funny. Yeah.
So you have someone to thank, I assume.
I did want to thank an anonymous who called last minute from Harvard, Illinois.
All right.
The Harvard of the Midwest.
And this person said, Estee's show is... Oh, I haven't read it yet, but listen to that. Ooh.
Whoa.
Estee's show is a beacon of hope, light, and truth.
Oh, my Lord.
She brings things that need our immediate attention. Thank you so much.
That's good.
Nice.
People don't say that about us.
Yeah.
Well.
We're a bucket of something.
We're a bacon of dope, not a beacon of hope.
So anyway, thank you for giving me a moment.
Well, come on back when you get another
party. Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Esty.
Good to see you, Esty. Glad you're feeling better. So 256-208, 256-2001.
Yep, that's it.
Do you have to press 1? I forget.
Press 1 what?
When you call in.
Oh, so. Press a button that says 1.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
But I had a friend one time, it was way back in the station here when I was first starting to volunteer, and that's when we had to put in like these long codes to make a long distance phone call.
You had to write them with a quill pen.
Well, it was like about, it'd be like about a 16-digit code or something.
Really?
And, then it would charge it to MCI or somebody.
Sure.
And one of the things was a pound symbol.
Yeah.
And so we told him, it's this code and such, 1659 pound.
Yeah.
And he's over there like banging on the phone. And what are you doing? He goes, well, you told me to pound. Oh,
dear God.
I'm not making that up. That sounds like a stupid made-up story.
The thing you should know is that everyone here who's providing value to you is a volunteer.
That's what I tell.
That's the key.
That's what I say at the store when I screw up the self-checkout. It's like, well, you put no effort into training me at all.
Do you have that? I have that feeling, too. Listen, when I do a checkout or anything, I mean, there's two things that happen. First, I get irritated because, like, okay, you're making me work for my own groceries. It's like, but then the thing talks to you.
Oh, I hate to talk.
Put it in the bag and say, I know that. I'll say that to it.
Oh.
And then finally, at the end, it usually says, thank you. And I always say, you don't mean it.
You're a machine.
You don't mean it. I know you don't.
It's like when you open the little carton of milk and it says thank you.
It's the
same thing.
Hey, if you wanted to pledge at the $60 level,
yes,
there's an amazing new premium that we have.
Tell me about it. As timely as
I don't know, Franklin's kite. It's an I Miss Nixon bumper sticker.
Oh, okay.
If you're like Mel and I, we try to play things according to, there's
what
bad.
What would Nixon do?
There's bad and then there's worse.
Yeah.
And we're in worse right now. So why not admire bad?
Yeah.
So if you'd like to just let your feelings, your freak flag fly, you might want to get an I Miss Nixon
Now, remember,
bumper sticker.
I mean, those of us, whatever age, you remember Nixon or Reagan or
somebody.
Or W. Bush or something.
Yeah, yep.
And you thought, wow, this is really terrible.
This is the nadir.
It can't get any worse than this.
This is the absolute limit. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Well, we've gone through the bottom of the barrel.
Now we have literally the wealthiest man in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Making decisions on like things like our health care and our retirement.
Yeah. Good idea. It's society is becoming a feudalistic society.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we are, basically.
Yeah.
So. 256-2001, 608 is the area code. Or you can go online, wrtfm.org, and there's a button you can push.
Yep.
Or, well, notionally push, whatever. There's something you can click on.
Yeah.
If you'd like to pledge to WRT. And, WRT is, think about this. Here, think about this, Mel. I want you to cast your mind into this possibility. Imagine, what would you listen to if there were no WRT? What would be plan B for you?
The sound of my beating heart. I think it'd be about.
I mean, I you know, it's kind of a it's a thought experiment, yeah, is what they so, call it.
Well,
you know,
I mean, no, during the week, I mean, I'll listen to stuff like the Jaguar,
sure,
and I like the jazz shows,
you bet,
and then some of the talk shows. The news here is amazing. I mean, yeah, you think that the, what we do with the news,
yeah,
and you know, in place
what we do to the news.
Well, well, I mean, every other like broadcast or print, you know, commercial,
yeah,
enterprise is, yep, cutting back on news.
Yep.
And we do a half hour of news or an hour of news every,
yeah,
day.
Yep.
You know, 4 days a week, and then plus the talk programs and things like that. Yep. You know, and they do a really good job, and they do a real professional job.
Right.
And it's just amazing that people will come together and do those types of things. And you know, after the, you know, unpleasant events of a month ago, that it's become more and more important to have some independent voices out there,
right,
because, and I know you've all heard this before a million times, but it's more true than ever. I mean, you've seen,
yeah,
you've seen how the play, you know, even things like the New York Times and Washington Post are just kind of, you know, the sane washing that we saw so much,
yeah,
during the campaign,
yeah, yeah,
and I mean, just normalizing, you know, literal Nazis and fascists,
right,
and acting like it's just business as usual.
And even if it's not the goal, I mean, considering the financial pressures that major organs are, you know, basically under to perform and meet the bottom line and so on, you know, those pressures are not there because you are providing a major part of the funding that we have for this station. And, you know, we only have like 7 people that get paid money here.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us are here,
yeah,
because we have a practice or an interest or something that we're doing,
yeah,
that we really want to communicate to other people out of our fervor and our knowledge,
right,
as opposed to just being paid to do it.
Yeah, and we pay those people in barley.
So yeah, we do.
They don't get a lot.
And goats. Don't forget the goats. You always forget the goats.
I don't like to bring up the goats.
Hey, we got some great other things I just want to mention,
yes,
real quickly here. They're little thank you gifts for those of you who'd like to pledge. If you pledged at the 89.9 level, that's kind of a joke there, right? Because that's our call numbers. You can get a WRT rain umbrella. And this is She Who Must Be Obeyed, our pledge coordinator. She demonstrated this to us just recently. This is an amazing umbrella. It kind of goes inside out on purpose so that when you want to take the umbrella down, you can actually make it go out and the rain comes out of the other end like a funnel.
So it's
as
the opposite
to,
way that it...
Yeah,
that
as opposed to like
umbrella,
collapsing it down and,
yeah,
then having it all come off the side. And I thought, what a wonderful idea. So you can get one of these umbrellas. They're quite attractive and they're really, really amazing. So...
You like umbrellas, right?
I do. I like the umbrella. The umbrella, yeah,
do you
concept.
Call them bumper shoots or...
I don't. I like the original umbrella. It's
okay.
Little shadow. I,
yeah,
just kind of like that,
sure,
idea. And I... You know what? I like to carry one. I like to wear one, too. I like to carry one in the snow. You don't see a lot of people doing,
really,
that. But when I was a kid, my grandmother had a lot of Japanese prints. And in the Japanese prints, the ladies were always...
I had
always
a Japanese prince one.
At least one or two. They would be carrying their parasols to keep the snow off.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was so impressed with that as a child. Of course, you
know. Get beat up a lot?
I got beat up a lot. That in the book bag pretty much signaled everything you needed.
Well, your book bag was full of Russian novels.
Yeah, exactly. I loved Russia when I was a kid. At any rate, what can I say? So, yeah. So me and my umbrella in the snow and my book bag. Yeah, okay, well. Maybe you don't want to be like me. Hey, at the $200 level, this is amazing, too. We have an Eldorado tan backpack. This backpack is
from the,
like,
Lost City.
It's like, no, it's like the TARDIS in Doctor Who. It's bigger on the inside.
Oh, really?
There are testimonials here to this. One testimonial comes from one subject who took it to Florida. And this individual said, I love, love, love the backpack. It holds so much stuff, and it still fits under the seat in front of me. That's because of the amazing trans-dimensional nature of this bag. It's literally bigger on the inside. So, and so this individual, I'm holding. I can't show it to you. I'm drawing attention to the limitations of the medium here.
It's on the website,
but it's on the website. You can see all the things that this that subject A put into her bag. And it was pretty substantial, including a Jeep. So that was great. It was
subject A is a well-known influencer. Too,
she is. So. Yes, she is a well-known influencer.
We can't say her name, but it's who you're thinking it is.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Starts with a K.
608-256-2001, and I think you have to hit a 1. I should find that out before. But or WTFM.org.
We do have a pledge goal, which I'm not going to share with you.
Yeah.
But we were told that if we had somewhere around 40 pledgers during this hour, that would probably take care of our goal.
Okay. So we're only 40 short of that right now.
We've had the big egg right now. So maybe a few more would be good. So we're going to stop now and give you a chance to either go online, wrtfm.org, and pledge online, or, to call in and talk to one of our delightful phone answers. We have today Steve, Dwayne, Lisa, and Lainey, who are just ready, willing, and able.
Lainey's our usual receptionist.
She is. She's wonderful. But she's going to be the backup in case
she's the sergeant.
Steve, Dwayne, and Lisa
kicking some ass
get snowed in. Lainey's gonna just jump right in there and take care of things.
Exactly. So we should mention this is like our birthday bash.
You're not gonna get it
for 6 months or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's the birthday thing.
It's just for a couple days.
So put some candles on our cake and call.
Yeah, so we're 49, is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, 49.
Okay, 2560-608-256-2001 or WRTFM.org. Oh, we have someone to thank here.
Yeah, we do. We have Lizzie to thank.
Thank you, Lizzie.
And let's see, there's some comments. I can't say what that says. I figure out what that says.
Oh, you can't say it.
No, I can't figure out what it says. Oh, okay. But I'm gonna ask.
We'll run that through.
I'm gonna ask Dwayne to come back and tell me what it says.
The universal translator and figure out what that is. All right, we're gonna take a brief break. You have your mission, minions. So we'll be back in a couple minutes or so. Give it up. Turn it loose.
So we found out what Lizzie is saying here. I wasn't quite sure, but it's I remember Adelaide Stevenson from back in the day.
So. Okay, wow. But. So here's a little fun fact. We just finished up the Wisconsin deer hunting season.
Okay.
And on average, 600,000 deer hunting licenses are issued every year in Wisconsin.
All righty.
During this time, Wisconsin's hunters become the eighth largest army in the world.
Wow.
It's more if you go by weight, though. But,
or alcohol by volume.
Alcohol content. So the eighth largest army in the world is out hunting
Lord.
Deer at Wisconsin. So.
Hey, I want to thank Robin, who just called in from Robin. Oregon.
Oh, Robin. I bet that's my neighbor.
Oregon Robin says, I would like the I Miss Nixon bumper sticker. I bet you would. And says that her favorite shows are Mel and Floyd, La Junta, and I Like It Like That.
Oh, very nice.
Excellent choices. You know, we have this thing, too, called Evergreen. That's an Evergreen donation. That's where you say you're going to give a certain amount on a monthly level. I have a lot of, you probably do, too. I know you do a lot of charitable giving, and I have a lot of different things where I, you know, sign up just, I don't even notice it. You know, it's like a mosquito biting you or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit every, I mean, I think I've got one that I've been given to for like 30 years.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, you know.
The Human Fund?
$20 a month or something. Yeah. But if you'd like to do that, please let the phone answerers know that option is out there. And it really helps us in terms of planning to know that we have a certain amount of money coming in on a monthly basis.
And it helps you as a listener, too, because it allows us, I'm serious here, it allows us to do fewer fundraising days online.
Oh, that makes
on air.
That makes sense. So. Because you want that rich, juicy information that you get only on Mel and Floyd. What?
I love the people who say they get all their news from us. It's like, no.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
But I mean, we saw that over the last like 20 years or so, where a lot of people are getting news from the comics, the political comic, you know, like when Jon Stewart when he did the Daily Show and
well, it's official. Yes. Speaker Mike Johnson has, of all the speakers in the history of the United States, has the smallest one ever.
We all knew that.
Could you guess what it is?
Majority.
Very good.
Yeah, I was going to say something else. But
nope. As of Tuesday night, the final House race was called after Representative John Duarte of California conceded to Adam Gray, the Democrat, which means that there's a 220 to 215 majority for the Republicans. And here's the thing, because of His Majesty's decision to pluck some of the representatives from the House and put them in various positions of power, it's going to be even worse. It's going to be down to 218 if the Trumpster has his way and Elise Stefanik and Mike Waltz of Florida go on to take jobs. Oh, and I forgot. Matt Gaetz resigned. Mm. So that's 217 to 215. So be a two-vote majority. So that is the smallest majority that a party has had in the House of Representatives in the history of the United States.
Wow. And with the howler monkey consent caucus there, it's hard to get everybody.
Don't talk about Marjorie that way.
On the same page. I am talking about Marjorie and Bobo. I can't believe Bobo got reelected.
Yeah,
I
mean, you know what can you say?
Yeah,
got a we got a pledge from. Can I use your name? Yes, William Johnson of San Francisco, California, and. Thank you, William Johnson. And he likes Mel and Floyd, Tropical Rhythms, and Entertainment. And his premium, he has a nice premium. This is a person who obviously loves Madison, Wisconsin. He got the Madison Illustrated Sesquicentennial History.
Oh, that's nice.
So good on
Excellent. Here's something special. One of our donors will be randomly selected to receive this special gift. So if you, it's a UFO cow abduction kit toy kind of thing. it's got a little UFO.
No cows are actually harmed. It's
a little plastic kit. You put it together, I guess. And there's a cow. It's kind of like something from The Far Side, where you've got a UFO with a little alien in it, and then there's a beam of light coming down on top of this cow, and it's gonna, you know, the tractor beam. It's gonna lift the cow up. And then there's also...
They should have a cow beam for the tractor, too. On the
Good one. And that there's an illustrated paperback that says The Cow Abduction Chronicles, which I don't know is a thing. So anyway, that's a special little bonus if you feel lucky.
You feeling lucky, punk? We try not to call our listeners punks.
I don't know how many digits I dialed.
Hey, got a donation online here from Gary of Mount Horeb. Thank you so much, Gary. And Gary got a lovely premium. Gary got a year's subscription to the Progressive magazine published here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, we love the Progressive.
And Gary's favorite shows are Mel and Floyd, A Public Affair on Tuesday. Who does Tuesday's Public Affair? I don't know. Yeah. And then Her Infinite Variety.
Right.
And we have a pledge. Let's see. We just got on the phone. From Diane Mihowski. And let's see, Diane. Thank you, Diane. And I'm just recording this now on the giant book of donations. And three favorite shows are Melon Floyd, Access Hour, and Music on Saturday.
Oh, the Access Hour.
That's also got a Diane also got a Progressive magazine subscription.
Very good.
This is a good time to be stocking up on your alternative and critical media because, as you pointed out earlier, Mel, you know, pressures will probably make a lot of... The biggest problem we're going to have right now during the period of the regime of Trump is going to be self-censorship. People being afraid to say certain things because they just don't want the blowback.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's going to be, of course, financially
related. That's one of the recommendations that people who have experienced fighting fascism have talked about. They say don't preemptively give up rights, or don't preemptively
negotiate with yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I'm a little feeling that way about what's coming up because we can spook ourselves. We know it's bad and we need to know that. But on the other hand, you know, a lot of the stuff may not happen because people push back early enough and strong enough for that to not happen. Got a couple more pledges just want to mention real quickly. We got one from Mike of Madison, who likes Melon Floyd, A Public Affair on Fridays. That means Esty. That's you, Esty.
We love Esty.
And all jazz, all the jazz. And then we have also Amy from Cottage Grove. And Amy made a very wise choice. Amy, we applaud your choice. She got the new WRT Eldorado backpack, bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. Guaranteed. We can guarantee that one, can't we, Mel?
You're going to need a backpack for the coming apocalypse. When gas is like $20 a gallon.
I have to mention that my brother-in-law actually got us a get out of town in case there's a disaster equipment a few years ago. And I think he was very prescient, actually. He said, "Do you know what this is?" And we're like, "No." He's like, "When you need to get out of town fast because everything's falling apart." He's like, "Oh, okay."
I was in some waiting room, probably a doctor's office or something, and they had some commercials on. They had a TV on. I love that they have the TV on all the time.
Oh, God,
And they had these commercials for the name of this guy's business was Patriot something.
Yeah, of course.
And he was selling like generators and, you know, 50 gallon buckets of soup, but it was all Patriot stuff.
Wow. So I just want to mention that Amy likes Tropical Rhythms, Melon Floyd, and Her Infinite Variety.
Thank you, Amy.
Again, excellent choices. We have a pledge here from Anonymous. And this particular Anonymous, I'll just say, lives in Blue Mounds. And Anonymous likes Rob McClure, all radio, all day.
Oh, Rob's great.
Yeah, I agree. And I've been listening to Wart for 4,000 years. Wow.
Back in the clay tablet era.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was early radio, and we just walked around from house to house and yacked.
Yeah. I remember it so well. You always remember your first, you know. I love the wonderful diversity, and Melon Floyd is a bright spot.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we'd knock on people's, you know, cave doors and ask if they wanted to hear monkey jokes.
Yeah. And they'd say, what's every a monkey? Now and then we'd actually find a monkey in there, and they were not happy about that. You guys and your monkey jokes, right? Hey, you think we got trouble here in the good old U.S. of A. Over in France, things are not exactly going that great. The government there, which has only been in power for a few months, like 3 months, just got booted out of office this week. You know, in their system, they have a president, and then they also have a prime minister, a premier. And the prime minister, a man by the name of Michel Barnier, he and his cabinet have lasted only 3 months. It's the shortest time that any prime minister has been in that office since the 1950s in the history of their current government, which is called the Fifth Republic. So they put forward a budget. And the way it works in a parliamentary system, if you can't get enough votes to get someone to vote for your budget, you're out on your ear.
Wow.
Man, I wish we had that system here. Especially the out on your ear part.
So maybe a week ago or so, the Anthem Insurance, health insurance company, announced that they were only going to cover for surgeries.
Yeah.
And I'm really simplifying this, but they were only going to cover 3 hours of anesthesia on surgeries.
Oh, my Lord.
And because they thought that... their rationale or their excuse.
Well,
for
then
this.
They bring somebody from the CIA. Well, no, then, no, then continue the torture.
Then the patient has to pay the rest. Their argument was that these doctors, these surgeons, make an estimate how long the surgery is going to take, and then it runs long. And so it costs more than the estimate.
Right.
And, you know, and of course, these surgeons are always out there just trying to, you know.
And think about the shareholder value.
Yeah, oh, there we go. Yeah. So they announced that about a week ago. Yesterday, for some reason, they backed off on that.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I'm.
We will not speculate.
No, we're not going to speculate. So.
Got a pledge from Derek, lives in the town of Milton.
Oh, I love Milton. That's my second town.
Is it? What's your first town?
Well, Oregon, where I live.
Okay. Oh, Milton. So do you do things in Milton?
I have friends in Milton. I don't do as much as I used to, but...
one of my favorite poets.
I was in the 4th of July parade one time.
You were?
By accident. I was driving down there.
Were you Miss Milton?
I was driving down there and
still have the sash.
I took a wrong turn and I ended up in the parade. I was waving.
That's how you started here. What are you talking about?
Can't get rid of me.
Is this the deli? What?
I'm just waving at people.
Yeah, excellent. So Derek likes Mellon Floyd. Well, that's obvious. Okay, thank you so much, Derek. And all around jazz, blues, cruise, and also got, this is the week for subscriptions to The Progressive. So
thank you, Derek.
Got a subscription to The Progressive. Very good.
Very good. So, all right, 608-256-2001. Did you find out if they have to click a 1?
Yes, they do have to do a 1.
Okay, so extension 1 when you call.
Helpfully
it.
Nodded, yes, we must do
or
that.
Or WRTFM.org. We're going to take a brief break, play some announcements, and then you can listen. You have to multitask here. You have to listen to the announcements and take those to heart.
Yep.
And then, but also pledge while you get a little break here. But first, we have somebody to thank real quick.
Yeah, I'll just go quickly. Thank Deb, who lives here in Madison. And Deb likes all of the jazz programs and Mellon Floyd.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back in about, I don't know, a minute or two.
Support for this program comes from WORT's listener sponsors and Isthmus Newspaper. Isthmus is back on newsstands the first Thursday of every month, and now a nonprofit. Isthmus continues to expand its independent coverage of local government, the arts, and all things Madison at isthmus.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at 1919 Monroe Street, specializing in home brewing and winemaking supplies for over 40 years. Open to in-person shopping or order online for curbside pickup, in-Madison delivery and shipping of supplies, at wineandhop.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Bernie's Rock Shop, located at 901 East Johnson, and our new shop, Bernie's on Park, at 636 South Park in Madison. We offer handmade silver jewelry as well as unique mineral, crystal, and fossil specimens from around the world. Store hours and more information available at berniesrockshop.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Union Cab of Madison. Union Cab is seeking drivers to join their member-owned collective, formed in 1979. Those interested in a position with flexible scheduling, benefits, and a democratic employee-owned work environment can find more information at unioncab.com or by calling 608-242-2000.
And we're back. So I just want to say my favorite thing of this week was the embattled nominee for defense secretary.
Sure.
And and he said that if they would confirm him, he would not drink.
Yeah.
So I promise I'll be good.
Just a wine spritzer. Now.
Beer doesn't count.
But, yeah, beer doesn't count. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, all the bros
know
that's
that.
That's Wisconsin. Yeah. But I just love that. It's like, well, you know, go ahead and confirm me, and I promise I'll be good.
Yeah.
It's like, geez.
Well, speaking of promises, I mean, did you, remember how Trump was playing coy with the whole Project 2025?
Yeah.
Somebody did an analysis to find out.
Coy when he said he knew nothing about it.
Knew nothing about it. Yeah. And of course, you know, all the knuckle draggers believed him. So, you know, here we are. It's, they're starting to look into who's being appointed to these various offices. And 17 people who are in top positions are directly connected with Project 2025. So... There was a guy, by the way, who withdrew his nomination. There was, I think,
he was going to be the DEA guy,
Drug Enforcement Administration.
He was some sheriff from Florida. Yeah. A lot of these guys, people are from Florida too.
Yeah, so. I wonder why.
I don't know.
If you know anything about drugs, you're from Florida.
One person who got a lot of attention, and this is a positive thing during the election, was Heather Cox Richardson. She was a historian who's newsletter got pretty popular, and she's got a comment here. There is an estimate of the worth of Trump's current roster of appointees.
Yep.
And this is a little old, so the number's probably gone up. But I'm serious. The estimated wealth of the appointees, the cabinet, and some of the other ones is $344 billion.
Yeah.
More than the gross domestic product of 169 countries.
Wow.
I read this morning that, and this was a more updated number, that the gross domestic product of New Zealand is less than the worth of the, of the appointees. Oh.
Well, I don't know if you heard that that crypto is going through the roof right now.
Oh, like, yeah.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, of course, he's appointing crypto, friendly
crypto
people
bros,
to all sorts of positions and so on. I mean, well, I thought the funniest thing, the cutest thing this week was the Congressional Budget Office issued this report saying that Trump's tax cuts wouldn't help the economy. And I thought, oh, are we still thinking that's what they're for? It's so they can buy shiny crowns or something, isn't it? I mean, I didn't think anybody believed that anymore. So. But apparently the cute little Congressional Budget Office does. So they did an analysis. It's like, aren't you adorable? It's like trying to figure out, like, what does the tooth fairy do with those teeth? You know, it's like...
Are they even trying that fig leaf anymore? No,
of course not.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they probably, somebody somewhere probably says that to somebody, but it's obvious.
Yeah.
They didn't help the economy last time.
It's never helped.
It didn't help the economy when Bush did it.
Reagan.
It's obviously just they're trying to, Grover, what was his name? Oh, I can't remember his name.
The Muppet?
Grover. No. The guy that was the head of the... kill the government group,
people. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Grover Norquist said many years ago, they're trying to, basically trying to shrink the government down so small that they can drown it in the bathtub.
Yeah, and it'll fit in your uterus.
Yeah, that too. Hey, got another pledge here. I want to thank Richard from Medford. Richard got a premium that we did not discuss, but is very nice, which was the WRT binoculars. That's right. We have a full line of branded products for you, including our binoculars.
You could do your holiday shopping.
Well, the binoculars are great if you want to, you're interested in a story and you'd like to, bring it to the station.
Yeah.
Peer in and see what's going on.
Well, you can get the backpack and the binoculars.
Yep. Got to bring that umbrella with you, too.
Bring the umbrella?
And by the way, 50 umbrellas will fit in that backpack, so just so you know. So you can bring some for your friends. Good old Richard there. He likes Mel and Floyd, Friday in My Mind, and Soul Sessions.
Oh, very nice.
I just love saying the names of the shows. It's just kind of like, wow, it's like we do all this stuff on WRT. And there you are listening to it. Good on you, because there's a lot of good stuff to listen.
I think my favorite is Rolling with Scissors.
Rolling with Scissors. I got a pledge from Ellen of Madison, another person who got a Progressive Magazine subscription. Enjoy that, Ellen. I see you sitting. I don't know why I just have this image of you, Ellen. Maybe this is wrong, but I see you sitting in a nice big chair with a cup of tea and a cat reading your Progressive magazine. And maybe that's me. Maybe I'm seeing myself doing that. At any rate, Ellen likes Mel and Floyd or Infinite Variety and La Junta.
Speaking of the mental images you get from things, there's a park nearby my house. And, sometimes in parks they'll have little... plates on the benches and things like that saying, dedicated to...
Oh, sure. I have one of those.
To Joe and Margaret. You do?
I dedicate to my mother, yeah.
Really? Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
But there's one I walk by that I just love. It's thanking Dallas and Kitty Christensen.
Yeah.
And I just have this vivid image of this robust life that Dallas and Kitty live.
Because they're pushing on to beyond their life.
I mean, people named Dallas and Kitty, first of all, they're destined to be together. And I see like a big family, a lot of water skiing grandkids big family dinners they're the place to go to watch the Badger football games on Saturdays.
Dallas and Kitty, everybody loves them. I just love Dallas and Kitty.
I hope they're not horrible people.
I know if they have a bench, they're not horrible.
That's true. So, Indiana Senate passes bill to legalize throwing stars.
That's what we need.
Great public this demand
moment,
for
moment
that.
In history. Yeah, right. Hey, California, I don't know if you heard about this. You follow these things. California lawmakers convened a special session this week, and they had a piece of legislation that they put together. It's a proposed fund. Of up to $25 million that were proposed, by the way, by the governor of California, Governor Gavin Newsom. Can you guess what the money's for?
No.
It's to basically help the state in terms of litigation with the Trump administration. You know, in many respects, California is a leader in terms of trying to make sure that we have a fair economy, a safe economy, and so on. And
they actually provide health care for their
and so they're really worried that once the Donbot gets in charge, then it's all going to be over.
Yeah.
And so they want to have money to fight the fight in the courts.
Yeah, going to Trump-proof the state.
Yep, Trump-proof the state. Mm. Got a very substantial pledge here from Perry of Madison.
Thank you so much, Perry.
And Perry likes Mellon Floyd, Pan-Africa, and Saturday Night Style.
Excellent.
And Perry wants to know if Perry can have a I Miss Nixon bumper sticker along with the Durango backpack. And I think that would be lovely. There's nothing like putting that bumper sticker right on your own bumper.
There you go. I think we can manage that.
I think we can do that. Yeah. So. Our people will talk to the people in charge of this.
Yeah.
So.
well, you know, it's like an insurance company. It has to go through an approval process.
Yeah, you can only have the bumper sticker for the first 3 months.
And
then we take it back.
90% of those are denied.
Right.
Did you see that company was using like some AI thing that was denying 90% of the claims?
Mel, I was thinking about that this morning. It's like, why are people so upset with contemporary medicine? You know, why are they feeling like they don't buy into it? And I have a theory about this, because, you know, this is why I thought Buckminster Fuller was full of crap, right? It's like technology does not exist in a vacuum. It exists in an economic system. It exists in a system of exploitation. So you have a medical system that exists in a system of intense exploitation. And so, of course, people are dubious of what this medical system is doing. And they're rational beings, and they want to withdraw from that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, well, how could you withdraw from that? Because after all, you know, they provide life-giving this and life-giving that. You say, no, I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Like, it's a protective crouch to protect yourself from all the exploitation that's mm-hmm. going on in the medical industry.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just kind of struck me as, like, no technology, no knowledge is just sitting out there all on its own. It's always enmeshed in something else.
Sure. But another thing is that it feels like a betrayal. It's like this is some trust I have. I'm going to keep giving you money every month, and then when I need help, you will be there because I've been giving you money every month.
Right.
And then when you really need them, it's like, oh, screw you. And,
there's a whole theory of market transactions called the Lemons Market Theory, which says basically that if somebody else has a lot more knowledge and ability than you do in terms of a relationship, you don't trust that person.
Right.
You should withdraw from that market because you're unable to have enough control in the contract in order to protect yourself.
Yeah, and then they set up these kind of Potemkin things of, you know, oh, well, you can appeal this, and it'll go to, you know, somebody else.
My brother-in-law.
I saw a study this week that said something like most Americans the study said, if you look at all Americans, most of them were pretty happy with their health care. But then if you broke it down to people who were healthy, the people who were healthy thought their health care was really good.
Yeah, and that's, me.
And the people who were some kind of sickness or some kind of chronic condition said the health care was terrible.
Right.
Or the insurance insurance aspect of it.
Because they actually had to use it.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so...
And that's the last thing you want.
So it wasn't saying people liked their health insurance. It was saying people are ignorant about, you know, I mean... And,
the sad thing, too, is if you think actually in a systemic way, those of us, and, you know, knock on wood, who are paying into a system that aren't drawing out of it, are giving something to other people. Our health is a value for someone else. But instead, the value that's being realized is going to somebody's $10 million bonus from last year, not into what I would like to see, you know, if I'm a relatively healthy person, like to see it go to somebody else, somebody who needs it.
Yeah, maybe 3 hours and 10 minutes of anesthesia.
Yeah, oh, so. Some kind of revolutionary or something.
Hey, 256-2001, extension 1 when you call in, or WRTFM.org. We're trying to raise a little money today.
We got a pledge online from Anonymous, another Anonymous, and this Anonymous likes got a WRT sticker set.
All right.
Got to be plastered with WRT stickers, and likes all jazz, Mellon Floyd, and Blues Cruise.
All right. I think his headline says it all. Trump picks avid poker player and auctioneer to head IRS.
Just remember, boys, the House never loses.
Well, maybe that's going to revolutionize the way you do your taxes. You could just, you know, have a little scratch off or something.
Yeah, scratch and sniff. Got a pledge here from Cheryl of Madison.
Cheryl, thank you.
Cheryl got a WRT black camo backpack. We didn't mention that one either. Let's see. She likes Mellon Floyd, A Public Affair on Friday. That's you, Esty. We're looking at you. And she says, and she's so polite, please, please, could I have a Nixon bumper sticker?
Since you said two pleases in there, I think we can do that.
Exactly. So. we'll throw in an Agnew. for no money at all. Hey, Denmark's trying something new. Did you hear this? They're basically, it's the first country in the world to tax bovine flatulence.
Really?
Yes.
So they put little meters on them?
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I don't know whether it's...
I'd hate to be the meter reader.
A lot of people don't realize this, but there's a significant chunk of global warming that's the result from of animals' poops, farts, and burps.
Right.
And the Danish Parliament, always aware of these things, because Denmark is a country with a lot of agriculture, so the, you know, it's like, oh, the breeze is coming in. We should do something about that. Just last month.
I thought that was Belgium.
Yeah, that's what the Dutch say.
Yeah.
So they made a rule that says that there's a tax on this, and they're the first country in the world to do this.
Wow, well, very good. Good for them.
Got a pledge here from, let's see, John. And I'm writing down the number here. John, thank you so much. And let's see, what is John like? Oh, John got a winter hat, a black winter hat.
Oh, those are nice.
Those are very nice. And he likes Mellon Floyd and Blues Cruise.
All right.
You should join in with everybody else, all these wonderful people that have pledged to WRT, to let us know that you love us, and also to give the people who work here some money.
Well, we keep the lights on, we keep the transmitter going, and we keep, it's
expenses are up. I've just got this number from She Who Must Be Obeyed. Expenses are around $850,000 a year, and that sounds like a lot, but if you think about what you'd have to pay if you had... You paid the people that were doing this. That would be millions of dollars. So it's really kind of, it's pretty cheap if you think about it. And it goes to, you know, mostly goes to salaries, but it goes to a lot of other stuff too, of course, that we need to do. Fix here. We have all new boards and stuff that we recently replaced. I mean, we've had stuff here for years that was just had held together with duct tape. So, you know. Let's see. We got a pledge from Harry Richardson.
Oh, Harry. We love Harry.
And let's see. Likes Mellon Floyd, A Public Affair, and Live Music Radio. Thank you so much, Harry.
Very nice. So, yeah, the Jaguar had some live musicians in his show last week. It was really nice. So.
Yeah, those Those ones he's been having, the, you know, the zombie ones. Yeah. Just don't cut it with me. I don't know.
Speaking of local musicians, and this goes back a little bit. It was on Halloween.
Yeah.
Our pal Art Paul Schlosser.
Oh yeah.
Was at an event, and he was dressed up as a cow.
APS, we call him. And he was dressed up as a cow.
He was dressed up as a cow, and he sang his new song.
Yeah.
I'm a cow.
He says it like it is. You know, that's what I love about his work.
All right, at the $30 level, you can get the WRT sticker set. And then look online, you can see all of these in great detail.
But they like to hear your mellifluous tones.
At the $70 level, the ribbed for your
What? Where are we going?
I can't even get it out.
I can remember when we were at a porno station.
Ribbed for your pleasure, knit WRT winter hat.
Ah, the hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
the little caps.
And at the $200 level, and this is what we would recommend to most of you, because it fits you. It's the WRT El Dorado tan backpack, right from the lost city of El Dorado.
That's right.
And we've got some good reviews on that from Yelp.
Yep. You know who passed away this week?
No.
You may know this person. I don't know if you do or not. Marshall Brickman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he was a co-writer with Woody Allen. He co-wrote the script for three of Woody Allen's most highly regarded movies.
Yeah. Woody would just say, I want to have something with the young girl. And then he would fill in the rest.
No, he did not
do
that.
Oh, okay.
But he did, Sleeper and Annie Hall were both things that he worked with Woody Allen
on.
So those were excellent.
Those were good.
But one of the things that he gave to our culture, and this older listeners, you'll remember this, was Karnak the Magnificent. Apparently, he worked for a while as the chief writer for Johnny Carson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so the idea of the guy that comes out and they read it was the answer, and then they read the question, right? And so this whole thing with Karnak.
But he ripped that off from somebody.
From somebody else.
Yeah, that was, I don't know.
But that's why he was a co-writer. Yeah. You know?
Because somebody was doing that bit in the 50s, and I forget who it was. I don't think it was Steve Allen, but somebody like that.
Yeah. So, at any rate, so he passed away.
Yeah.
I just, comic writers, you know, I'm just kind of like.
Oh, I know.
I saw that obituary, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's somebody I want to talk about on here.
I can't remember the movie. There was one he did by himself. I don't know if he directed it, but he wrote it by himself. It wasn't that good, but it was, I don't know. I could look it up, but I'm not that interested.
So the one Karnak bit that I really liked is, so you'd open an envelope, you'd open the envelope, and the one answer was the winners, and then he opened the other envelope, and the question was, who are the Dodgers playing tonight?
That doesn't make any sense. The Dodgers were always good.
Yeah, I don't
they
know.
Never were they terrible.
Just, you know, you don't have to complain about your team.
I know.
256-001, area code 608, or you can go online, as many have, to wrtfm.org. And I just want to go down the list here. We've got Cheryl of Madison, who has pledged, Anonymous of Madison, Perry of Madison, Ellen. Richard, who's from Medford, Derek, who's from Milton, Amy from Cottage Grove, Mike from Madison, Gary of Mount Horeb, we have William of San Francisco, California, and let's see, we got Robin of Oregon, and I got some people here that called in. We've got Harry, who called in. He's from here in Madison. John and Deb and Anonymous, and Lizzie, who remembers Adlai Stevenson, apparently, and Diane. And look who's creeping around in the studio right now, who's lurking about. It's the Jaguar.
It's the real Jaguar.
The real Jaguar, who's also ready to pounce on your money the minute he starts his show. So.
Your money.
What's that?
I said your money.
Our money? I don't have any money.
Are you donating to my show?
What's that?
Are you going to donate to my show?
I've donated to your show. Yeah.
Today is this feast of St. Nicholas, so I'm going to get a Christmas tree.
Right, let's get the Jaguar up here.
Well, knit for your pleasure.
Okay.
Ribbed, but knit. The hat is knit for your pleasure.
Yeah. That's a little harder to figure out, I'm afraid.
And speaking of live music, somebody donated because of the live musicians. Legendary jazz musician, sound explorer, Roscoe Mitchell will be performing live today.
Are you
on my
kidding?
Show at 3 p.m.
Are you kidding?
So no zombies today.
No zombies, but excellent. Roscoe Mitchell.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. That's a big get.
It's a huge get, right? Yeah. I mean, legend.
And, yeah, oh my God.
And he's having two shows this Saturday and Sunday at Cafe Coda, which benefit Cafe Coda's Cool Jazz School. So
wow. Oh.
Yeah. Well,
stick around for that.
Excellent. Got a pledge online here from Anne of Sun Prairie. Anne wants us to know that she is a proud member of the Communication Workers of America and AFSCME.
All right.
And she is pledging. But I can tell you who she really likes, and that's fine. We totally get it, Anne. Show number one that she likes, Labor Radio. Show number two that she likes, Labor Radio. And show number three, Soul Sessions.
All right.
Good choices. Let's see, we have another anonymous pledge. This is from Juneau, Wisconsin. And let's see. So here, I love this. So what do you like? Apparently Lainey took this. So the respondent, anonymous, says, Esty, or in other words, a public affair on Friday, the Funny Boys, and she thinks of these as one show. And over the years, Esty's done as much as she can to make that happen. So it's not a surprise you think that. She likes Rockin' John's. I Like It Like That. And Wednesday night, Casey Fox.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Hey, Pants, we have a request from the Mellon Floyd mailbag from Tall. He says, please explain France's Article 49. He says, so 49.3 was invoked by Macron's lackey, and all hell broke loose. Please ask Mr. Smarty Pants to give us a French politics for idiots on what's going on. Maybe you talked about this some, but...
I think he means l'idiot. Any rate. basically, if there's a deadlock in the parliament, they have an emergency provision whereby they can, through an executive order, can enforce certain kinds of legislation. So a lot of the constitutions, this is how Hitler became a dictator. A lot of the constitutions of Europe, past and present, have had some kind of what happens if we get into a really big mess and we can't resolve things.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's not good to have that. If it happens as a matter of fact, it's one thing, and then you can kind of apologize for it later. But to have it actually in there, it's a temptation. You know, it's always a temptation for something like that.
Well, that's how a lot of these things happen, is they declare an emergency. I mean, Scott Walker did that, you know, 10 years ago or 12, 15 years ago. Yep. And then said, well, we've got this emergency. We've got to act fast. And we've got to take, you know, radical measures here. That's the shock doctrine. You know, and Trump's doing that, too. I mean, he's going to invoke whatever kind of tariffs he comes up with.
That's why
by using emergency powers.
Right. Well, I mean, that's why his whole rhetoric is one of degradation and health.
Cities are on fire.
And, because he needs to have some kind of justification.
We're being invaded.
Even if it's merely notional.
I thought it was great, though, that after Trump got elected, the caravans turned around and stopped. You know, so they were so afraid of him.
Yeah, that was it.
They didn't want to mess with us anymore.
Yeah. So. Actually, I was reading that the number of people that came through during the Trump administration was actually about the same as it was during the Biden administration. I mean, if that's an issue worried about. Even.
It's dependent on things like the economy and you know, whether there's wars and famines and stuff like
drug
that.
Drug gangs and things. Yeah, I mean, that's the sadness of it.
Okay, we got about 3 minutes
just
left here.
I want to thank John from Fitchburg who just pledged. And
from where?
Fitchburg, I know, the pretend city of Fitchburg.
Okay.
And but John's real, so that's and hopefully his money is as well. Don't be paying us in Fitchburg fun bucks, okay? Because those don't really translate into anything. But he likes Mel and Floyd, Who Cooks for You, and the Psychoacoustics, An Hour of Slack.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, thanks for being such a great part of the community.
Oh.
And I can only guess that by great he means large. this is from Kevin, and Kevin, let's see. Kevin, I got to write down your pledge amount. Thank you so much. And let's see. Kevin likes, what are we? We got all big numbers here. Number one, he likes all the pledge rapping shows. All right. Everybody's a wise guy. Number two, Melon Floyd. Number three, Who Cooks for You? Good choice. Number four, Morning Classical Shows. That's the first time I ever heard WRT was a morning classical show.
Yeah.
Number five is all of the news shows.
The first time I volunteered here, I came in and answered phones for a classical show.
Yeah, excellent.
Back in 1840 with the...
Yep. And it was called Contemporary.
The modern hits. Yeah, right. Playing all the hits.
Now we get some hot Chopin.
For the kids out there.
Yeah, for the kids. Thank you so much. And what is this? Happy birthday, WRT. I love tuning to this station night or day.
Yeah.
Mel, I'm also recovering from a knee issue.
Oh, okay.
And I can still say that the goodies sold at the dispensary in Rockford are reasonably priced. So if you guys need a drug mule, I'm going to stop reading right now.
I got to say, the people at the Rockford dispensary are very nice. They're very sweet. So
this individual, his name is Scott. I'm going to tell you anything else about him. Scott is raising his monthly donation from $5 to $10 a month.
All right,
so nice.
All right, we got like a minute left here. We need a couple more pledges to get us. We're probably pretty close to the goal.
Yeah,
the,
we're getting close. But you know what?
It's put a show over here.
The money's for everybody. So yeah. It's not. You know, pledge to us if you have a mind to, if you're listening.
Yeah,
at this
it goes in the vault downstairs, and then we go swimming in it.
I think you're thinking of our new Treasury Secretary, actually. Scrooge McDuck. I would trust Scrooge McDuck as our Treasury Secretary.
Well, he wouldn't want the economy getting screwed up.
Right? No, he would not. And he'd want to keep all that money right there in the vault where it belongs.
Yeah,
and
so.
Not give it to some Christian school down in Atlanta or something. So,
snake handler, you.
Snake handler, you.
All right, we got about 10 seconds here. 256-2001 or extension 1 or WRTFM.org. Time to declare the weekend. Enjoy your weekend. I think it's going to warm up a little bit, so we can get out there and put on your backpack and your knitted ribbed hat and your umbrella and just have a grand old time. So
we should thank all of the wonderful listeners who pledged during this period of time. And are we going to, or should we just do it?
No, I think that's it.
We're running out of time.
We're out of time. We're not SD. We end on time. So thanks everybody who pledged. Really appreciate it. Stick around, listen to the kiosk, and then Who Cooks for You with the Real Jaguar. We'll be back next week, and we'll yak at you then. Pants, great to see you.
You too, buddy.
Thanks again to everybody who pledged, and have a great week. We'll yak at you next Friday. Bye-bye.
I ain't got time. I still dig that bitch.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Friday, December 6th.
Is corporate ethics an oxymoron? Do you have to be a jerk to be a successful CEO? Is exploitation the only path to profit? The good news is that many companies, big and small, in the food economy are blazing a different path through Wall Street's jungle of greed, demonstrating that money and morality can be compatible. Texas supermarket chain HEB, for example, has drawn an intense loyal customer base by 1. Investing in good wages and benefits for employees, 2. Showing up in such emergencies as pandemics, hurricanes, freezes to give essential supplies and hands-on help, and 3. Being an involved and supportive neighbor to the hundreds of unique communities it serves.